Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you haven't take problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a Chris ain't one. Hit me.
Now, from the ESPN studios in New York City, this is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
I think Mike Tomlin is kind of telling Mitchell Trubisky, hey, you got to get us scoring some more points. I'm going to have to make that change.
You know, we hadn't scored enough points here the last couple of weeks, but that's a collective, not just the quarterback position.
I just got to get to be these playmakers of football. Whatever route they're running, got to get them the ball. So it really comes down to me making better decisions, being aggressive, putting ourselves in that position.
Tonight, Browns, Steelers, AFC North, Thursday Night Football. Max Starks is the Steelers sideline analyst. He is, of course, an ESPN Radio football analyst as well. You hear him here doing college games, NFL games, and he joins us right now. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Max, we appreciate a few minutes. And let's just, before we get to that, we want to remind you that we want you to think about, as the callers are still on the line, and I'm bringing them in here, the callers who hung with us, we're going to get to you here in just a few minutes, and we'll stay with us because we will get up to that in just a moment, the calls we had on Ime Udoka. Okay, now that I've butchered that enough, let's get to Max. And Max, let's talk about tonight. Give us, first of all, the overview here on what the situation is out there in Pittsburgh versus what everybody else is saying around, given the Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett situation.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that, I mean, there's no true situation about is it Trubisky or Pickett, and the reason why that we're you know, the Steelers aren't scoring points is because of Mitch Trubisky at the helm. I think the offense as a whole is what the issue is, and I think, you know, Coach Kalman kind of like encapsulated that in his comments when talking about it, because the points aren't enough. The points aren't good enough, and when you look at what was the expectation for why you made the transition from Randy Finkner to Matt Canada, and then, of course, Matt Canada with Ben's last year, this offense looks exactly like the same one that Ben was running last year. Like, we're talking about the mobility. You're talking about putting a quarterback on the move and giving him more RPO opportunities, the run game being an emphasis. We haven't seen any of that. I mean, you know, we're talking about Mitch and his decision-making, but when you look at the routes ran and what the progression is and what the timing is, they're not deep routes. They're not middle of the field routes. So we need to open up to actually throwing routes in the middle of the field and having guys run stuff to the middle of the fields. You can't run outside the numbers to the hashes in the NFL and expect it to work like it's in college. You have to be able to be more versatile than that. And you need to put Mitch Trubisky more on the roof. It's too much straight drop back for Mitch Trubisky. When you're talking about, you want an offense that's on the move. That's why you're happy that Ben Roethlisberger retired. So, you know, I think that's the first thing we have to look at. It's not Trubisky versus Pickett. It's offense versus what was sold versus what we're seeing right now for this game. And can you unleash it tonight on a short week on Thursday night here in Cleveland?
Max, personally, I'm blaming the struggles on the offense on the name change in the stadium. It just doesn't feel right. But listen, you played a long time on the offensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I know they're an easy culprit to point to based on the struggles that we saw from that group last year. And even though the Steelers aren't running the ball like they would like to under Mike Tomlin, the pass block win rate for this offensive line is ranked 11th in the National Football League through the first 2 weeks. Can you talk about what you're seeing from that group up front? And what things need to improve? Are they as bad as people are suggesting, or are they starting to round the corner in terms of being able to gel?
So, Chris, you know, and you know this, Chris, from your time in the NFL as well. You know, when you see those O-line groups, you've been around some good ones. And, you know, it takes time to build an offensive line. You know, and this group is a new group that's been together. Yes, Dan Moore's in his second year playing left tackle. Yes, Chooks is probably our most veteran guy on the offensive line. But you have two new pieces at right guard and center, Mason Cole, James Daniels. And then Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green were competing for the starting left guard job. So it's already a brand new group that needs time to get together and get to gel. And I said this way at the beginning of training camp when I was on air, that I'm going to tell you what this team is in 4 weeks, because that's how long it's going to take that offensive line to gel because of the shortened preseason games, because of the shortened practice schedule. You don't get two-a-days anymore. That's one of the things that, I think has hurt the evolution of the offensive line, because that's the one that still takes the most time to grow. And when you cut down practice time, you cut down preseason games, you're going to get a longer gel period that you're going to need. So I'm looking at week four as being my true observation. But I look at it, you're right. They are getting better as a pass-blocking unit, and it's just the offense isn't there. The routes, the guys aren't getting open. They're not getting free, and so it's making it look worse than it really is. And the run game, I love our running backs, and I love everything about Najee Harris, but some holes are being missed, and that's the other thing that's frustrating. You've got to hit the holes when they're available. If you want to put trust in this and confidence in your offensive line, go show them that you actually trust their blocking schemes and don't try and bounce it to the outside. I think that's the other thing. And then the offense, the way that they're running it, some of the motions are bringing guys into the box when they're motioning guys around, trying to be misdirecting and smoke and mirrors. Sometimes you just got to line up or just hit somebody in the mouth.
Hello.
And that's one of the things that I miss seeing, and that I think is also not making this look so good, is because of those factors as well. It's not just the offensive line. They still need to continue to grow, but I'm giving them until week four to show me who they truly are. But the offense, y'all got to help them out. Y'all got to help them out as well. Those five, you need the other six to help the five.
Max Starks, he is the Steelers sideline analyst on radio. He, of course, also calls games on ESPN Radio. He will have the Chargers and the Jaguars on Sunday at 4 o'clock after Chris and I have the Patriots and the Ravens at 1 o'clock on ESPN Radio. So, Max, just give me the overview of what you have actually seen from Kenny Pickett throughout training camp and the preseason games.
So, for Kenny Pickett, Kenny had the most ground to make up of the three that were in that race. Mason Rudolph, longest tenured guy here under this offense, had the most experience with Matt Canada. And then, of course, Mitch Trubisky came in having tenure in the NFL, winning playoff games. Kenny Pickett, rookie, zero experience in the NFL, highly touted, drafted high, but had not had a single NFL snap. So I thought Kenny made some great progress from day one to the end of training camp. You saw him when he had, as Mike Tomlin likes to call it, he had the JV snaps. He played like a varsity player. And then when he had varsity snaps, he still performed at a varsity level, but I don't think he necessarily outperformed Mitch Trubisky, and he was okay. Now, if you insert Kenny Pickett into this position that the team's in right now, I don't know if Kenny Pickett is any different than Mitch Trubisky. So it's like, why put him in there if it's not truly on the quarterback, right? If everything else is going well and you say, I got to change this one gear here, which is the quarterback, and then we now start to go into a different direction, I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot of gears that need to be put in place. And so, anytime you're building a team, especially building a new team, you usually build all the other pieces around it before you build the quarterback. And so that's why you brought in Mitch Trubisky in the offseason. And the first time free agency was available, you bring him in, because Mason Rudolph wasn't going to be that guy. You needed somebody to push. And then from there you say, you know what, let's also build on the future. Let's bring a quarterback in here, one that we plan to start in a couple of years or a year or two instead of right now. We weren't drafting, Tua Tagovailoa and all these other guys that we consider top five picks in the NFL. We wanted someone who was going to grow and going to be here for the next 10 years, not just the next 10 months. And I think that's why you're seeing the reservation about Kenny Pickett going in, is want to make sure everything else is in place first. Because right now the team doesn't still look like a team and the offense isn't running the way it is. But I love some of the things that Kenny did. Kenny's decision-making got faster throughout camp. He had some great rapport with a lot of the younger receivers. And you saw him have opportunities and glimpses. It's just, I don't think it's there to be a starter just yet, and especially in this offense.
Talking with Steelers sideline analyst Max Starks on Kenny and Carlin. And, Max, we're up against the break, so 30 seconds or less. T.J. Watt being out of this lineup, they struggled last week generating pressure on Mac Jones. Zero sacks, three quarterback hits. They also struggled down the stretch being able to stop the run, Damian Harris being able to close that game out. What are you expecting from that Steelers front seven tonight going up against the Cleveland Browns?
I think you got to put more emphasis on stopping the run because that's what they're going to need because of Jacoby Brissett not being Deshaun Watson, and this game is going to be won on the ground. So however they can combat it, I don't think they had a good week last week because that personnel grouping and the way Mac Jones and the Patriots run is not conducive for sacks and for creating a lot of backfield TFLs. This week they have to go in. They know it's Chubb. They know it's Hunt. Go hunt this evening.
Max, great stuff. Enjoy the call tonight and then again on Sunday. As we said, Max will have the call on the Chargers and the Jaguars Sunday on ESPN Radio. Thanks again, Max.
You're welcome, guys. Take care.
Max Starks, Steelers sideline analyst and ESPN Radio football analyst. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, should Ime Udoka just walk away from the Celtics right now? We want to get your take at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Is the penalty, which looks like it's going to be a year suspension, too harsh, too little, or just right on Ime Udoka? Phone lines are open right now at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Actually, what I meant to say earlier, when I just threw out an entire word salad. You ever do that where you just start speaking?
Of course it happens.
I used to call it my verbal Vietnam because I have no idea how I got into it and I have no idea how to get out.
Listen, we talk for 4 hours, 5 days a week. Sometimes there are going to be some flubs.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot of people responding on Ime Udoka and what they want to see happen. If it's not enough, if it is too much, looks like the Celtics coach is going to get suspended by the team for a year. We return to the phone lines at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Buddha is in the Bronx in New York. Buddha, you're on ESPN Radio. What's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no talk. Cat Daddy, you're 100% right. Chris Candy, I want to congratulate you on your wedding as well.
Appreciate it, bro.
Listen, you know I love you guys. Listen, Cat Daddy, I agree with you 1,000%. There's something more salacious, some kind of information. I don't know what it is, pictures, maybe another person's involved, who knows, for them to go with a full year suspension. I mean, this kind of stuff happens. You know, that's between a man and his wife. I don't even want to get into the moral part of it. But if I'm him, I'm sitting down with them and I'm saying, listen, if you're going to suspend me for a year, let's come to some amicable agreement, you know, where I get most of my cash. You can spend it whatever way you want to spend it. We mutually agreed to separate or whatever. Because in reality, if you get a full year suspension, let's say they get back to the finals again. What the hell are they going to bring you back for? That doesn't make any sense. So eventually you're going to get fired. And we know how it is in this league. There's going to be some team that has high expectations that by the All-Star break, there's going to be some kind of problem, and he needs to be available for that opportunity.
So, yeah, here's the only problem, though. if you ask out of that situation, just give me my money, I'll go somewhere else or whatever, then it becomes, A, obviously the story's going to get out at some point, and B, who else is going to hire you anytime soon if it got to that point, if it got that bad, and you can't get a full story on what exactly happened?
Yeah, it's going to be a while before the stink comes off of Ime Adoka behind this one. So, I mean, even if he did resign or they came to a mutual parting of ways, I don't see him stepping into a job in the middle of this NBA season. Now, something could happen after this season where a team grossly underachieves and there's an organization that's in win-now mode and they decide to bring him in because he's a damn good coach.
Yeah.
We've seen second chances happen.
But there usually
has to be some kind of penance. And in this instance, it's going to be Ime Adoka sitting out the upcoming NBA season.
Right. There has to be some kind of penance unless you're Rick Pitino. Mike in Portland.
Wow.
What's going on, Mike? You're up next on ESPN Radio. What do you got?
Canty and Carlin, thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
I'm kind of with the last caller in a way. I've just heard what you guys just said about the current situation, but he's got a hater in his camp. So you can't even continue on in that situation when, you know, even coming back, let's say you do come back to the beginning of next season, not knowing who it is, you know, pull the stank out of the jar. I will say I am a little biased. I am from Portland. I did go to Jefferson High School, and we are rooting for him to have a whole lot of success. But success breeds hate.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. I think it has more to do with the team and what's happening here. And to go back to what Buddha was saying, too, like, that's the other thing. Like, if I'm going to get suspended for a year, why do I want to increase the chances that it's going to get out? Why?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm leaving the team, that's what that does.
Yeah, I don't think the Boston Celtics wanted to go down this road and have it to suspend Ime Adoka. But we got to think about this from the franchise's point of view. You can't have employees in the position that Ime Adoka is in having affairs with other employees in the building. You got to think about the workplace environment, Carlin. That stuff gets messy.
Yeah.
I mean, Ime Adoka got a whole fiance and a baby with her. Like, there's a personal aspect to this, too. And that's the part when you start crossing those professional lines with personal relationships. Sometimes that stuff spills over into company business, and you don't want that kind of stuff happening in your building. And so the Boston Celtics, they have this policy in place for a reason. You're there to work. You're not there to have affairs. You're not there to have consensual relationships with other employees. That's not how business is done. You can still be a successful coach without doing all of those things. And so that's why they're suspending Ime Adoka, because they're saying that's not the kind of culture that we want in this building, and that's not the type of environment that we believe leads to sustained success.
And if we're being real about it, if we're going to talk about second chances, he's going to have one.
Yeah, he's
going to
coach again in the NBA.
I know, but I mean, he's going to have one here. He's gonna, you know, like, even if he went somewhere else and got fired, he's got a second chance in Boston a year from Chris.
I don't know about that.
But let's be fair for
a
second.
Based on what Woj said, there's no guarantee that after the suspension, he's going to be rehired.
What I think that is the Celtics sending the message to him of, it's not just we're suspending you and you're going to come back and it's like nothing happened. We're suspending you, and we're gonna need you to show that you are about doing the right thing.
There has to be
because
some contrition.
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. If he didn't go to the finals this past year, or he didn't have the success that he did,
he'd be fired. He'd be fired, yeah.
So they did everything they could short of firing him. That's what's going on. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus. Let's quickly squeeze in Robert in Virginia next on ESPN Radio. Robert, what do you got?
Well, my initial reaction is I think it's too harsh, unless it's multiple. But if it's the one-time situation, if I was Boston, I would have kept it real quiet. I would have suspended him for 10 or 15 games and leave it at that. Because this guy's a great coach, and somebody else is going to pick him up if they don't. But the idea for a whole year, I think that's too harsh.
You know, the other thing I would caution is a lot of times when you see a team come out and do something like this and there had been no hint of it publicly before that, they're trying to beat somebody to the punch.
Yeah.
Let's control the story ourselves.
There's that. There's also the team addressing it privately with the individuals involved, trying to curb the behavior, and the individuals involved don't stop the behavior. because I've heard of that as well. And then they're saying, okay, we've given you ample opportunity to stop this affair, to stop this relationship. You haven't done it. And so now we're going to be heavy-handed with our discipline because it's against company policy. So we don't know which one it is. At this point, it's just speculation. But we do know that it was something egregious enough where the Boston Celtics felt like they had no choice but to suspend Ime Udoka, a coach that took him to the finals in his first year for an entire calendar season.
How do you feel about money?
Love money.
I do, too.
I don't understand people that don't love money.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Would you say that I love money more than anybody on our radio network? I'm pretty high up there.
Bart loves money.
I don't know. He's got an impressive car collection. I don't know how much he loves money.
Well, he loves getting more money to do more things with.
To buy more cars with.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm
like the Scrooge McDuck of ESPN Radio.
Are you cheap?
I like to use the word frugal.
See, I haven't seen that side of you yet.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, you like making more money.
Yes.
And we're going to do that next because it is Thursday. And that means Aaron Dolan is stopping by with the prop picks, with the picks that you need for the weekend, and we're going to make some money because Aaron has been sharp lately.
Yeah, and she's going to have you rolling in Dolan.
Yeah, there you go. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thursday, time for rolling in the Dolan.
You butchered that, man.
I didn't butcher it.
Yes.
Dolan.
It's rolling and Dolan.
Rolling, but when you tie it together, you don't make it clear that it's dough into the Dolan.
Do you That's really have point. To?
I think you do for some people. I feel like
we should give Aaron the opportunity to, you know, tell us the one that she would prefer, and then we go with that as a show.
Good call. Aaron Dolan joins us right now, ESPN sports betting analyst. We've got Thursday Night Football. We've got money to make. Aaron, what do you want? Like, what do you want this segment to be called?
Oh, man. I mean, rolling with Dolan, rolling in the Dolan, whatever you guys think. I feel like there's a lot of different segment names. I know Dolan Out Winners, One Zone Sports Center, so whatever you guys think. I'm just hyped that you guys had the Meek Mill intro.
Absolutely. We know we had to have the walk-up music for you. Absolutely. You knew that. You gave us that last week, and Aaron, as most people would tell you about me, I'm very coachable, so we had to make sure that we built that into the show. But Aaron, let's get to it. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. I mean, when it comes to the over-unders, when it comes to the spread, what side of the game do you like tonight?
Absolutely nothing, and I'm just going to be so frank with that. The Cleveland Browns right now are laying 4.5. The total is at 38. I can't get a feel on this game. We know that the Browns can put up a ton of points. They also allow a ton of points. Meanwhile, for the Steelers, bad offensive line, but their defense has been pretty stout, even with T.J. Watt out. So all over this game seems messy. It's also expected to be a lot of bad weather. So I'm going to stay away from that. But I did want to mention in terms of these unders, primetime unders are right now 6-1. And we got two totals in the 30s for primetime games this week. The second time in the last decade, we had two primetime games with totals in the 30s. Unders, guys, are cashing like crazy. This season so far, 21-10-1, which is the highest under mark through 2 weeks since 1996. And for reference, I was born that year. So that's how long ago we are talking. So eventually this is going to turn around. There's going to be some overs cashing, so keep that in mind heading into NFL Week 3.
All right, what do we got in terms of the prop bets tonight, Aaron?
All right, prop bets we got. First one, Kareem Hunt over 42.5 rushing yards. So this has actually moved up to 44.5 within the last couple of hours. So depending on which book you go to, you kind of have to figure out what number it's at. I've seen it also at 43.5. But I just think, you know, the Browns are a run-first offense. You have a two-headed monster in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. This is a short week, and I just like Hunt going over this, considering he's averaging 52 rushing yards and 12 attempts per game. And then on top of that, when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, they're ranked second right now, allowing 128.5 rushing yards per game. So I just think this is an area the Browns can really exploit on the Pittsburgh defense, especially since they lead the league in rushing yards. And again, guys, you have a small sample size here with just two games, but you can kind of see how these teams are playing each other so far. Another one that I like, and I've been kind of going back and forth on a lot of different props today just because the weather has been so bad, or is expected to be so bad. I'm going to go Jacoby Brissett, longest passing completion under 30.5. So he hit under this in both games so far this season. And again, because this weather and because I really like Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt to have big games, I think he's just going to be handing that ball off. So I do like his longest passing completion under 30.5.
Aaron, looking forward to the Week 3 slate. What are some of the best plays you got this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like there's so many. Okay. One of my favorite ones that off the top, and I already put this in a show as my lock of the week. And typically you never want to say lock of the week because that's just bad karma and juju. But I'm going to go Leonard Fournette over 70.5 rushing yards against the Packers. I really do think he has a tremendously big game. And that's kind of the only weapon that Tom Brady can turn to right now. And the Green Bay Packers defense is just not great against the run. So I do think that he will go over 70.5 rushing yards. Another one I like, Eagles first half spread -3.5. They're up by 10 points in the first half against the Lions and the Vikings already this season. The Commanders, I don't trust them. They're not good against the run. They're not good against the pass. I think the Eagles start off hot. I also like Detroit's Amon-Ra St. Brown, anytime touchdown scorer against the Vikings. So he scored 3 touchdowns so far this season. And the Vikings defense, we saw Monday Night Football, they allowed the Phillies receivers to go off. I expect Detroit receivers to go off. And I know that sounds a little crazy to say on the airwaves, considering Detroit has put up 71 points in the first two games of the season, which was something we did not expect whatsoever. But this is the highest total on the board, and what I've been doing each week is going to the highest total on the board and grabbing those anytime touchdown scores. Hasn't failed me yet, just saying that. And lastly, one other prop that I'm looking at is Jalen Hurts over 51.5 rushing yards. He's averaging 73.5 rushing yards per game so far. The Commanders defense, 28th against the run. They've allowed 157 rushing yards per game. We know Jalen Hurts is fine scrambling and figuring things out. He obviously has 3 rushing touchdowns already in 2 games, which is super impressive. So kind of just breaking games down now and trying to figure out which player props correlate to that. And I feel like that's typically the best way to go when looking ahead.
Aaron Dolan, ESPN sports betting analyst with us. Okay, just looking forward a little bit. We're through 2 weeks of the season. It's very early. The Jalen Hurts discussion is one that we actually had the other day when we were looking at potential MVP candidates. When you're looking at futures right now for MVP, it's early, but what really jumps out to you right now?
Well, like you said, it's early, and I think something that jumps out to me is when you are able to see how much a player jumps down the board in a game. So, for example, Hurts, before the Monday Night Football game against the Vikings, he was 14-1. We're talking at halftime, so mid-game. Like, there was still a chance, you know, the Vikings could come back or anything can happen. We saw some crazy comebacks this week. He moved down to +800. So he cracked the top 3s right behind Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, only 3 players that are 10-1 or less. Technically speaking, it's not great value on Jalen Hurts at this point because he's come down so much, but +800 is still a pretty good hefty ticket. It's all about your preference and what you consider value and not value. I mean, he's got the offensive line. He's got the deep receiving core. They can run the ball. He can pass the ball. Jalen Hurts can run himself. The defensive line's really good. I mean, there's a really good case to be made for him. I just think, obviously, he's probably not playing as tough a competition as a Josh Allen and a Patrick Mahomes, and eventually that might, you know, come into factor, or there might be a long shot that's able to come down the board for MVP, but it's something you keep your eye on. And again, you strike when you think it's the best value. We could sit here and argue with every single player, but we really don't know. It's 2 weeks in, but it's definitely something to keep your eye on, especially if he plays lights out this weekend against the Commanders.
I love that you came on and immediately was like, I hate everything tonight.
I do. I'm done with the yeah, there's no fake picks with me. If I don't like it, you're going to know I don't like it.
Well, enjoy your Eagles beating down the Washington Commanders this weekend, because I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Are you kidding me? I've woken up with aggression lately. I woke up on Monday with the Vikings situation, with us obviously not taking Justin Jefferson. You got Ben Simmons on a podcast today with J.J. Redick. You got the Carson Wentz playing the Eagles. There's a lot of Philly drama going on right now in my head.
Aaron Dolan, awesome stuff. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
Talk soon.
Aaron Dolan, ESPN sports betting analyst. I tell you, though, you know, I immediately went over to the weather forecast for Cleveland tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some rain early, but very, very windy.
Mm.
Very windy.
Okay.
19 miles an hour.
Okay.
We're going to let that stew a little bit prior to our play
of the night. I know exactly where you're going.
We'll let that simmer for right now. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Well, speaking of MVP candidates, how much concern should we have about one MVP candidate that I actually already wagered on? Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Have you seen the new commercial for Wendy's with Reggie Bush?
I have not. What we got?
So it is, at the beginning, a representative from Wendy's saying, "We're so happy to be able to," I'm paraphrasing here, mm-hmm. "We're so happy to be able to return to Reggie Bush what is so rightfully his." And it turns out to be a double cheeseburger with a pretzel bun. And he is walking through the restaurant like, "Yes, I've been waiting for this. I deserve this. This is mine. They gave it back to me, and I'm never letting go." And at the end of it, they say, "You know, it's only for a limited time."
Wow. Good on Wendy's.
But let me ask
I'm just taking a look at it right now. Amazing commercial.
Yeah.
Like, they got it. They nailed it.
Let me ask you this, though. If you're Reggie Bush, what's the dollar sign that had to take to make fun of the fact that I lost my Heisman?
Oh, national campaign? You're probably talking about well into the six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he getting $500K for that?
Well into the six figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it.
I'm not trying to get in his pocket. I'm just speaking more about the idea that, like, how absurd is it that he lost his Heisman?
It's ridiculous now, and they need to give him his Heisman back. Retroactively return his Heisman. Do the right thing here, right? You tried to keep a lid on collegiate athletes being able to monetize their name, image, and likeness. This guy was ahead of the curve. He came along at a time where, you know, USC was Southern Cal's professional team, right? There was no L.A. Chargers. There was no L.A. Rams. That was the pro team. And Reggie Bush monetized that. I don't hold it against these athletes that have a finite period of time to take advantage of being able to make money off their athletic ability. So why not give it back to them now that NIL is a legitimate thing? Now that it is legal, give him back his Heisman. I don't understand it. We all know he won the Heisman. We're just going to have a year where it was vacated. It's ridiculous. Give him the Heisman.
Are we going to go and look at every other Heisman winner that collected a little something on the side? Because
they all did.
Yeah, of course. Right? Of course they did.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, nobody got off scot-free there.
So, yeah, now Reggie Bush was egregious with his, but, you know,
At this point, though, can we just return it and do the right thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's more of a thing that they haven't returned it versus giving it back to him.
I completely agree.
And it continues to be a thing that they won't give it to him, as opposed to just handing him the Heisman and saying, "Here you go."
But I do love the fact that he decided to have fun with it and do something like this.
Yeah, he's still making money off of the NCAA not giving him his Heisman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a very special and fitting irony there.
There you go. I'm not mad at it for that. Get your bread, Reggie. Get your bag, man.
Or in this case, your pretzel bun. We here at Canty and Carlin like to bring you as much in as little a time as possible. We want to jam-pack as much information as we can into a very tight little window. And with that in mind, instead of wasting your time and naming this segment something clever, no. Instead, here is Canty and Carlin's Pacey NFL segment.
So
it's time for Canty and Carlin's Pacey NFL segment.
Well, I had to play the wacky open.
No, I get that, but you were talking about us fitting things in the tight window, so we're doing what we don't see Tua Tagovailoa do. Just saying.
Just saying. That is called setting a tone.
Just saying.
Evan Wilner hosts this Pacey NFL segment that was all his idea. Evan, go.
All right, guys. Lamar Jackson didn't practice yesterday. He's going to play on Sunday, but he has an elbow issue. So is Lamar Jackson's elbow issue something or nothing, Chris Canty?
Nothing. I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson one bit. I went back and watched that game against the Dolphins that they had in week two for the third time this week. This dude is special, man. Listen, when you said that he was on your short list of MVP candidates, matter of fact, I think you said he was your favorite for MVP
this
year.
That's who I picked. This I guy, got him at 20.
This guy's a problem. This guy's a problem. And he's added some weight, didn't lose any speed. Just the dynamic plays that we see from him on a routine basis. It's every drive he has a wow play, Carlin. I'm not worried about an elbow injury that kept him out of practice. Quite frankly, I don't need Lamar Jackson to do anything in practice during the week. I just need him to get to the game healthy. And that's probably the approach John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens are going to take.
And by the way, he was out there spinning it today without the elbow sleeve on. So yeah, there is no concern here whatsoever. By the way, Chris Canty and I will be on the call, Ravens-Patriots, Sunday, 1 p.m., 12 o'clock for the pregame on ESPN.
Shameless plug. Mm. Evan, what we got?
Next!
Who needs their defense to step up more on Sunday? Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, Chris Carlin?
That would be Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady needs his defense to step up a little bit more. I think we've established on the show this week that the Buccaneers this year, if they're going to win and have success, it's going to be based on their defense carrying them. It's not that Brady can't do anything anymore. No Mike Evans, all the receiver issues they've got at the moment. I would say that it is definitely the Bucs defense that has to step up.
Yeah, I disagree because the Bucs defense has already stepped up. They're the best defense in all of football. I would say it's the Green Bay Packers defense. They got to step up because they got gashed by the Chicago Bears in the run game. I mean, up and down the field with Khalil Herbert and David Montgomery. Can you imagine the day that Leonard Fournette and that Tampa Bay Bucs run game is going to have? So I would say that that Packers defense has to step up in order for Green Bay to have a chance to pull off the win in Tampa this weekend.
Next!
Who will have better stats on Sunday Night Football, Jimmy G or Russell Wilson, Chris Canty?
Jimmy G! I'm riding the Jimmy G train, man. Listen, when he came in for Trey Lance, he did not skip a beat in that offense, completed his first five passes. But beyond that, Carlin, just seeing the way that his teammates reacted to him, his familiarity with the offense, I think he said after the game, it's like riding a bike. I'm going to go with Jimmy G because I trust the head coach. I trust the quarterback's feel of the offense. And I can't say the same thing for Denver, the Denver Broncos with Nathaniel Hackett or Nathaniel Kent Hackett and Russell Wilson.
Well, you know what they say. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
Not going to fool me again.
Yeah. I can't bet on anything positive with Nathaniel Hackett right now.
Wow.
I just can't. He may as well be tying Russell Wilson's hands behind his back and saying, go get him, kid. I mean, until I see different, betting against Nathaniel Hackett means betting against Russell Wilson. So, yeah.
It's like he's using the force on the sideline to coach. I just don't even understand what he's looking at.
He's Vader with his hand out.
Carlin. The Denver Broncos are 0-6 in the red zone. How are you 0-6?
Like, that's actually hard to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got down there six times. You ain't scored a touchdown once. Come on, bro.
That's rough.
All right. Come on, Ev.
Next.
Who will start at quarterback for the Steelers next week against the Jets? Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky, Chris Carlin?
Kenny Pickett. And the reason is, when you look beyond that, it doesn't get any easier. There's no perfect place to go ahead and do it. And this at least gives you a little bit extra time to get ready for it. And it gives you a little bit more of a soft landing spot. After that, it's Buffalo starting off a heck of a run of really good teams. For me, it's Kenny Pickett next week.
Can I pick it? Yes, we can. Mm. That's exactly where Mike Tomlin is going with this thing. Because guess what? It can't be worse than what you're getting from Mitch Trubisky. Only the Chicago Bears have fewer first downs on offense through two games than the Pittsburgh Steelers. At some point, you got to make the switch. If for no other reason, you don't want to lose the ear of the guys that you have in the locker room. You're starting to already see cracks in the armor, man. George Pickens is coming out and saying, I'm open 90% of the time and I'm not getting the football. That's an indictment on his quarterback. hope Mike Tomlin's paying attention.
Next.
You mentioned the Bears. Every team in the NFC North is 1-1. So who will be in first place after week 3 in the NFC North, Chris Carlin?
I would ride with the Minnesota Vikings. How about that? I know that's dicey. But I would ride with the Vikings. I don't like the Packers in this situation down in Florida because they have traditionally not played well there before. And I've been on the Vikings. I picked the Vikings to make the playoffs. So, yeah, that's where I'm going to go. Why not?
Can the Vikings stop the run?
Well, now you have to use logic. What are you doing?
I'm just saying, can the Vikings stop the run?
Probably not.
I'm going with Detroit. Detroit versus everybody. Because they can run the hell out of the football.
You're a and Dan right Campbell now, sucker.
And right now, well, he's my former teammate. Of course I'm going to ride with him. Another former teammate, Aaron Glenn. I'm going to ride with my guys. But here's the thing, man. The Vikings are giving up 5.3 yards per carry. That's good for 28th in run defense in the National Football League. The Detroit Lions can run the hell out of the football. DeAndre Swift has 200 yards rushing on 20 carries. Carlin, that's 10 yards a carry. Good luck trying to slow that down this weekend.
Yeah, listen, I get it. I'm going to ride with the Vikings here, though. And it's at home, too. Not that that's ever mattered much with the Vikings, but still, I got to stick with my pick to make the playoffs.